Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead?
It's just your reminder that Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul tonight. But I'm more interested in that. How old is that kid? 10? 11?
Maybe.
There's this girl, she's interviewing Mike Tyson. You get the opportunity to interview Mike Tyson, and you ask a very honest question that every reporter, she's probably watched people reporting, and how many times, like, what do you want your legacy to be? Like, it's in the top 5 questions that you ask somebody just to ask a question.
It's funny.
Who cares? You're dead.
The dead thing is what's really funny, but also that he's criticizing this little girl. Everybody says that. You know, that's a question that everybody
says. She says, I've never heard it like that before.
She actually does a pretty good job.
That's because you're a child. Yeah.
You know, I've never interviewed a celebrity who just told me that nothing matters and everybody's going to die before.
You live and then you die and then you're dead, kid. What are you even doing here? Yeah, do something else with your life. Right. You're wasting it away. Every minute that goes away is a closer minute to dead.
Even what we're doing now is worthless. Yeah. What you're doing is worthless. This fight is worthless. We're all going to die. You know, it's actually...
What are we even doing?
It's a lot of humility from Mike Tyson. I kind of like hearing that.
I was going to say, and I put this on X when I posted this video just now, that this is the complete set the spectrum opposite take of... Everything you do matters, Ryan. Everything about you is important, and people need to understand and value you for who you are. You are fine just the way you are, and you need to know that that is your power. That is your truth. Screw that.
Man.
You're going to live, and then you're going to die, kid.
Preach, sister. Let's just do this.
Yeah, just talk to you about how important you are.
That I love that message because it is everything you do, everything you feel matters so much. And then somebody comes along and goes, you are but a mist.
Yes.
You are dust.
Dust to dust.
You're here for a moment and then gone the next.
And if you live your entire life with people telling you, this is the MO of the culture rot that we're experiencing right now, is that your weakness is your strength. That the thing about you that is your greatest weakness, that's the thing that you need to lead with. That's stupid advice. Why are we not telling kids, listen, little girl, little boy, you are not a perfect person. You're this, you're that, and you're the other thing. But as soon as you identify those weaknesses that you have, you can begin to work on them. You may never fully conquer them. And I'm here to tell you that nobody you ever meet in your lifetime will be perfect either. They have their this, that, and the other thing. But the people who don't look at their weaknesses and work to make them actual strengths or work to better themselves around it, those people are failing. Right now, we're told, whatever you are, be that the most.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. No, even if you have bad qualities, man, you should really put those on display. Yeah, we know everybody hates those, but that's who you are. Every time I hear that stupid song from Christina Aguilera,
you are beautiful.
No matter what they say. Yeah. Like,
you're like, no, you're I'd not. Like to put some words in your way.
No, even if, because that song's not really talking about outward beauty.
Also, in Mean Girls, the guy sings that song on the stage right before they sing Jingle Bell Rock. Which is like the perfect mockery of it, honestly.
It's just so cheesy. And if I hate, and I apologize if you're this person, if you hear that song and you go, yeah, I needed that today. I'm like, no. I think you're maybe looking for something else.
Yeah, that's a fleeting thought. Anyway, Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul tonight. Mike Tyson, my understanding, is slapped Jake Paul for trying to make an intimidating, aggressive move on the stage last night. Mike Tyson slapped him like he slapped hopes and dreams with that little girl in the interview. Do you know anything about this fight?
I know that it's on Netflix because Netflix keeps telling me it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I bet. The rules surrounding the fight?
I think it's just a boxing match.
Oh, well,
I don't know what the length of the rounds
heard
are.
Rogan YouTube short, and it was talking about the rules, and I don't know enough about that industry to know. Like, I just don't trust that anything is real.
I don't either.
I said to Brad the other day, when Anthony Blinken says we're going to push every dollar out the door to Ukraine that we can, I'm like, that can't be real. And then he like sent me a Forbes article. He's like, it's real.
Nope,
I'm like,
that's real.
Crap.
Yeah.
But what I heard was that if Tyson knocks out Jake Paul in the first round, Tyson gets paid $0.
Really?
And yes. So somebody in the chat is going to know more about this. I don't know anything about boxing. I'm not going to watch this fight. I don't care about this fight. I would generally say that I want to see Mike Tyson do work on Jake Paul. But Jake Paul did a lot for Donald Trump, so he kind of is growing on me a little bit.
And I'm split.
But that the rules that I heard were that in order for Tyson to make the biggest bank, he has to last 8 rounds. But in order to last 8 rounds, Paul has to be in it for 8 rounds as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't just go up, boom, do his Mike Tyson thing, and walk away and make the most money. Although, Frank is saying that's more than nothing than rigging the fight. I think that was Rogan's point, but I don't know what I heard. So somebody needs to...
If that's true, then... And there's nothing else involved. Like you said, there's no other like behind the scenes rules. Then that would indicate that Mike Tyson is the heavy favorite in this.
I think he is.
I didn't know. Because Matt Walsh, I think, was the one saying, look, yes, Mike Tyson is a great fighter. He's also 60.
Yeah, but
so
he's Mike Tyson. The other thing I think I heard was that they said that Tyson, or do you know?
Here comes Ethan. All right.
Did I watch fake AI video? Ethan, is this accurate information?
Which part of the accurate part?
Did I say anything that was accurate?
Well, they are fighting. That is happening.
This is not going well.
No, not so far.
This doesn't look good for me.
So here's what I think people need to take into account is that, kind of like what Matt Walsh said, Mike Tyson.
What is a woman?
Like, well, that, yes. But Mike
Tyson. Am I racist?
Yeah, well, that too. But Mike Tyson is 58 years old.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the Paul brothers, you know, I can't stand the Paul brothers because they've gotten famous in boxing off of matching up against people that are either really old legends, but they're still really old. And they're like, oh, I kicked Floyd Mayweather's butt. And
like when Mitt Romney fought Mike Tyson. Do you remember that? It happened. Google it. Go on.
So, like...
What?
Yeah.
So, I think... This is probably, I would be really surprised if Jake Paul did not absolutely annihilate Mike Tyson, because it is exhausting being in the ring for that long. We saw that with Floyd Mayweather, who is the greatest boxer of all time, like had a hard time just like pacing out against Logan Paul. So I'd be really surprised if this ends up going anywhere near 8 rounds, just because it is exhausting for anyone, let alone at 58, to be able to stay that long in the ring. I think that Jake Paul's going to annihilate him.
I was wrong. It wasn't Tyson. It was Holyfield.
Romney fought Holyfield.
Romney stings like a butterfly in fight with Evander Holyfield, the Guardian.
Gosh, that's real.
Many called him a political lightweight when he ran for president, but the 68-year-old was all heavyweight in the ring with former boxing champion.
Is that a real photo?
That's got to be the B.
That looks like a doctored picture.
No, he did it. It was a charity fight. It was real.
But look at that picture. That looks like his head is way too big for that fake boxer body. Oh, now it's playing. I don't know what we're watching now.
It's getting worse.
Some lady in a Batman hat dancing.
Mitt Romney failed in his bid to become U.S. president, and now he has another failure under his belt after being defeated by heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield in a charity bout. Who could have seen either of those things coming?
Man. That really does sound like the B.
It really does.
It's not.
And all of these pictures look fake.
The former Republican presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor, 68 years young, lasted two rounds in the ring at a charity bout in Salt Lake City on Friday night. Good for him. He looks good. Romney looks good.
Yeah, whoever's body is on Romney's head there looks good.
That's Pierre Delecto, bro.
You're right. That is Pierre Delecto.
The pair barely threw any punches and largely just danced around, occasionally lightly jabbing each other in the midsection.
Went two rounds?
In what was very much a comedic event. The good-natured match came ahead of several other fights by professional boxers. It's funny how they added the professional in there. And an auction to raise funds for Charity Vision, which helps restore vision to people in developing countries. The event raised at least $1 million. After the fight, Romney said of Holyfield, quote, he said, "You know what? You float like a bee and sting like a butterfly." Sure he did.
This is really an ending of the segment comment. But if Jake Paul were to die.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would, and you carried his casket.
What?
Would you be a Paul brother pallbearer? As you can see, that's a comment that kind of ends the segment. And I was trying to wait. But we weren't quite there, and I wanted to make sure I got it in.
Well, the segment's supposed to be 3 minutes longer.
I know.
We never even got to talk about the J6ers.
Oh, man.
We're going to do that now.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to leave that hang out there and make you think about what you've done. Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers, Brad? Yes, some, or no?
I'm a some on this one. I think that there are some J6ers that absolutely deserve to be prosecuted, and I think there are some that don't. And I think that he should pardon those ones that don't deserve it. Also, I think he should look at how long they've been waiting for their trial, and you have the right to a speedy trial in the United States. And if you've been waiting this long and you still haven't had your trial, I think you should just, it should be thrown out. He should just pardon those people as well. So some is my answer.
Ryan?
I am an emphatic yes to this question. All of them. There are so many people who have not had trials, like Brad just said. There's
nobody in your mind, nobody who participated in whatever you want to call it, an insurrection or not an insurrection, whatever. There's nobody who participated in that you think should be in jail.
Well, I think they already have been in jail. So they've served their term.
4 years of whatever it is.
Of whatever it is. You got your punishments.
What about the person who shot and killed the other person?
Wasn't that a police officer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you set me up.
Are you new here?
I'll never catch on. I can guarantee you that.
That was a dadgummit moment. Oh, she got me again.
But it's a good point, though.
Yeah, it's a great point.
That's
Thank
why she's
you.
So good at doing the job that she's doing.
What?
Nothing. the only death was caused by a police officer. So even that person, that's the worst crime that was committed.
I don't think that person got in any trouble.
I don't either. So I am a yes to all of the people. If you got convicted of trespassing, you have done your time now.
There's a difference between clemency and pardon, though.
Okay. Please explain.
Well, a pardon absolves people from any wrongdoing. It would expunge from your record convictions, any of that.
Well, I guess if you get into the nuance of the language, I'm still a yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm some, but if some became all because of further information, I think the biggest question that we have not ever even been able to publicly ask without being shouted down is, were there instigators?
Right.
Were the people who were starting, were people entrapped to do something intentionally? I want to know.
I almost guarantee that there were, based on the answers that we got from hearings, from the FBI.
Did
brass.
You have federal agents present? I can't answer that.
Yeah. Were they instigated? I can't say. Okay, thank you. So you did say. And now we're going to have somebody else in charge of the FBI who's going to be able to hopefully get to the bottom of these things.
I think I'm a some. I don't think I can blanket say all. But if some turned into all, I wouldn't be mad about it. I just would want to have actual reason. I want every case to be looked at individually. And if every case ends up being one worthy of a pardon, I would have zero problem with that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
As opposed to what a lot of people are thinking, too, that, you know, if he comes out, what if he comes out on January 20th after he's inaugurated into office and he's saying, I'm pardoning Hunter Biden for all crimes? If I were him, good grief. I got a message from someone close to me yesterday when we were talking about the Biden-Trump sit-down conversation and how cheery they were with each other. And the point that was made was, Biden has to be cheery with Donald Trump because Joe Biden did nefarious things with business deals that are about to be in the hands of Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh, that's a good point,
too. And like, I hadn't really thought, we've talked about it a lot, but at this point in time, I haven't even really considered the fact that Joe Biden was being investigated during Donald Trump's first presidency, which was the onus for the House Democrats to impeach Donald Trump because Donald Trump was having a phone call with Zelensky and the Biden family was under investigation at that time. They used it as a way to turn it into a political hit job on Joe Biden when actually there was a fire where the smoke was. That doesn't go away. And when Joe Biden is sitting in the Oval Office there with Donald Trump and they're all cheery and you're thinking, you know what? Joe Biden knows probably that his future, his family's future is in the hands of Donald Trump. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see, at least right now, Donald Trump pardon Hunter. I think I would like to see that move on. I don't want to be a year into Donald Trump's presidency and we're covering sentencing hearings for Hunter Biden. I don't want to see that. I would like to see Donald Trump make a deal with Joe Biden to talk.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
And ensure that Joe Biden doesn't have to live a life of being incarcerated, even if it's house arrest or whatever, that his legacy isn't sullied, that maybe the one truly patriotic thing that Joe Biden does is he explains how it went and everybody who was associated with it goes on down with the story.
Yeah, the way you do it, because just of what we know, the way you do it is you go, Joe, we're going to have a new FBI, you're going to have a new DOJ. They're going to look into the fact that you had 22 shell companies, and they're going to find out where this money was coming from and where it was going. Do you want to talk now or do you want to talk later? That's the way you do it.
Yeah, and I don't need to see Joe Biden go down. Let Jill talk.
Yeah.
Give her a show and let her talk.
Yeah, because this wouldn't be a political persecution. This is, we know there was a lot going on behind the scenes. Somebody's going to have to sing. Whoever wants to sing first, great.
Yeah.
But this is all illegal, and it is like dirty, dirty, deep state illegal stuff. It's not just,
and
oh,
the tentacles?
Did you? Exactly.
Super deep.
Yes. Who's going to sing?
And when Joe Biden's sitting there and he's grinning ear to ear, it's like, why are you the happiest you've ever been? I just want to know. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do next question. Any questions that you have for us here in the studio, we're going to answer them. send them to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, and you can comment as well after you vote on that YouTube live chat poll. Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers? Let's see here. We've got 200, and it's going up fast here. 200 and maybe 80 votes in, 70, 71, 72. It's continuing to go up as I talk. And two of these responses are getting the lion's share, but it is kind of close between the two of them. Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers? Yes, some, or no? We'll be right back.
This.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.